Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Turner Sports Series XM. Greg, thanks for joining us this morning. First, Cavaliers, Pacers. How many games do you see this series going? Who wins it?
Well, I will say this, guys, since I'm going to be calling it, I hope it goes seven. I do think this is has the makings to be a very competitive series. Listen, I love what Cleveland's doing. I got to do a few of those games against the Heat as well. They've got great depth, much improved defensively. Their level of physicality has risen this season as well, and that's indicative of why they've been so good. But having said all of that, Indiana is probably the most underrated team in the league. They're the best team in the league that nobody talks about, you know. And I think part of the reason why is, you know, even though Tyrese Haliburton is their best player, nobody really looks at him as like a guy that can just win a game. He's kind of got that John Stockton appeal, right? Like, you know he's going to have an impact, but you just don't have a fear of him. Until you see the game at the end, and then he's making all these plays. So I just think this series has the potential to go seven, believe it or not. They've got great balance. Their offense is the best in the league at creating offense. So what do I mean by that? Like, they don't have to rely, like a lot of teams do, on their best players forcing you to compromise your defense. They do it with passing, which is unique in our game today. And it's, as I learned, guarding a guy like John Stockton, it's a lot easier to guard a scorer than it is a passer, right? Like, it really is. And I think that's one thing for the Pacers that makes them so tough. They run the floor, they space it, and they move the ball as well as anybody. So, and you talk to Kenny Atkinson, he's ready and knows that this is going to be a challenge in this series. And I think as a basketball fan, you should be excited.
Greg Anthony, who has called both of these teams in the playoffs, so maybe nobody better to have on. And boy, interesting, because you saw two completely different series. As that one was neck and neck, crazy, come from behind win from seven with 40 seconds left in Indiana against Milwaukee the other day. And then the Cavs series, which was the most lopsided in NBA history. So for you to say that this is going seven is very, very interesting, because you saw the best of the best of the Cavs.
Yeah, and the difference is, listen, when you look at the Cavs in the Heat series, the reality is the Cavs had the best player in the series, and you could make a good argument they had the second best player in the series, whereas in the Indy series, the Bucks had the best player in the series. And so that's what at least gave them some hope, even though it still only went five games. But Giannis is an incredible player, hard to really defend. And when you look at the Cleveland series, Tyler Hero is a really good player. Bam Adebayo is a really good player. But again, I go back to the fact that neither guy is the type of player that you have to compromise your defense with, right? Like, you know you're not going to be sending a double early at Tyler Hero or Bam Adebayo. And when you can defend like that, it makes the game a lot easier. And so that's why there's a contrast in how the series may have turned out. Having said that, the Pacers do. They present a lot of problems. And if you don't just look at the overall record of the Pacers, because remember the first part of the season, they had a lot of injuries. And they don't necessarily have the same kind of roster that the Cavs do. But if you look at the second half of the season, they were elite. Their record tells you that. And so that's why this is not the same team. And that's really kind of the story for our league right now, right? You think about it. You saw what happened with Minnesota. Even though they were a six seed, they didn't look like a six seed at the end of the season. They're advancing. And you get this, you got the Warriors as a seven seed. They don't look like a seven seed going up against the two. And I think the Pacers are a similar dynamic in this second round. But I still think Cleveland, with how they're playing, with how much more they've improved from a year ago, and that's internal growth, right? They made some moves. The DeAndre Hunter move at the trade deadline was monumental. You know, he's really changed the entire fabric of that second unit. Ty Jerome has had an incredible run off the bench as well. So they've got great depth. They can play big. They can play small. But then you factor in the familiarity, right? These are two teams in the same division. They have a history. They played four times this season. And so I think there's going to be a level of respect coming from Cleveland. They do appreciate the fact that this Pacers team, they're not going to struggle offensively the way we saw the Miami Heat.
Greg Anthony joining us, Turner Sports. Darius Garland, big toe, it's sprained. If he can't go, what's that do for the Cavaliers and their chances? And then who needs to step up?
Well, they got to do it by committee. Ty Jerome will get an opportunity, obviously, to have more responsibility. But, you know, Darius's speed and playmaking ability is up there with the best in our league. And so when you lose that, I don't care. Even if you can move a guy up like Ty Jerome, you then lose the impact Ty Jerome has coming off your bench. You know, so, like, it will play a role in this series if he's not able to go, if he's limited. There's no question about it. He's too great a player. Even with great depth, you know, if you lose a guy of that caliber, it's going to substantially impact you. Because, again, as the series goes on, and you guys have seen this and you're following it, you know, it gets harder for your offense to create offense because you played a team four, five, six times. Like, there's nothing new you're going to be doing. Then it really does come down to the ability to win one-on-one matchups. And Darius, like Donovan, they have that ability because of their skill set to be able to score and create against great defense. And so not having him will play a role. There's no question about it. And the other factor that happens that sometimes gets lost with great players, you know, a great player, if he's 2-for-11 in a game, he's not going to change. His mindset doesn't change late in the game. You know, Donovan Mitchell can struggle making shots over the course of the game, but in the fourth quarter, he's still down.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Donovan Mitchell. But that's the same thing with, I think Darius Garland has gotten to that point. But when you take a guy that maybe isn't a truly, you know, all NBA caliber player, and now all of a sudden maybe he's not playing or shooting it as well, his game can change. You know, that's just the reality in sports. The confidence can wane a little bit. So not having him plays a role. Can they still have success and win games? Of course they can. But it's going to be much more of a challenge to win this series if you don't have one of your best players out on the floor.
Greg Anthony, great perspective right now, breaking down the NBA playoffs with us. So one of the more confounding players in the league, I feel like, is Halliburton. You know, you never know from game to game how much he's going to shoot it. He only shot 27% from three in that series, but yet with the game on the line, got by Giannis, had some big defensive plays. It's just you never know what you're going to get out of him. So how big of a series is this for him, and how do you think he matches up with the Cavaliers?
Well, you know, it's a great point, and that's kind of the point I was making, right? Wasn't really playing or shooting it with great confidence over the course of the game, but when it matters most, he can still be who he is. And the advantage he has, and the reason I use a guy like John Stockton, is the beauty of his game isn't that he needs to score 30 to have the same kind of impact on it. You know, his game, it kind of, he gives everybody confidence, because he's the guy that puts the rhythm in their game. Like, he's a willing passer. And when your best player passes it, it becomes contagious. And then it makes everybody else a better passer, a decision maker. So his beauty is how he allows everybody else to play. Listen, he could go take 25 shots a game, but it actually would not make them be as good. You know, because what the greatness of the Pacers group is that they play together well. That's why they typically are at the top of the league in terms of their assists. Look at what's happened for Cleveland this year. The reason why you guys have taken a step in a lot of ways is because Donovan has taken a step back, right? He doesn't take as many shots. You know, he's much more trusting and willing, and that's allowed for other guys to grow. You know, Evan Mobley's had a phenomenal year, his growth offensively. So don't discount the ability of the pass. It has a big impact on winning. And that's how Halliburton's wired. He's just the pass-first guy, and he senses when he needs to maybe be a little more aggressive offensively. But he's one of the best players in our league at just playing through flow, meaning he just lets what the game gives take place. He doesn't force it, and a lot of times it makes it harder. I used to, when guarding John Stockton, I used to tell people, I'd much rather guard a scorer because I know what a scorer is going to – he's got the ball, what he's trying to do. But when you got to guard a passer – it's much harder. It's a much harder way to play, and that's why Halliburton has allowed this team to kind of take a step. And again, nobody's talking about them, but man, they're playing some great basketball, and I'm excited. I think this series has the potential to be a really good one. You know, I do give the Cavs the edge. There's no doubt about that. But this Pacers team, they got a lot of belief and confidence coming in, and they're playing as well as anybody.
How much of a blow will it be to the Pacers that Papa Halliburton will not be attending these games, home or away?
Well, listen, Mr. Halliburton, I can appreciate the passion, but that's just unacceptable. And I think they'll be fine. And I really commended Giannis for how he handled it, and also Tyrese for being very candid and honest and acknowledging, look, that's stepping across the line. Like, you know, the thing about that situation, it's so scary. Like, we're looking at it in hindsight now. But, you know, you're a player going through something that Giannis just went through. You're up 7 with 35 seconds to go. You lose that game. And with the emotions and adrenaline running through you, and then you get somebody in your face who you just think is a fan. And you guys remember, it wasn't that long ago when we had the Malice in the Palace, right? And it's a similar dynamic that could have very easily escalated. And Giannis said, you know, initially I didn't even know who I thought it was just some crazy fan, and cooler heads prevailed. But that could have been a really ugly scene in what's arguably been one of the best postseasons we've had, right? Like, the games outside of your series with Miami, the games have been really competitive, and there's been a lot of adrenaline and excitement. I thought the league might just suspend him for all of next year too, quite honestly, because that's something you just don't want to have, yeah. You know, and that's what we call an unforced error. I like that he did come out and apologize, and I think what would have been the better approach. I saw he's come out and done some podcasts. You should just go away and be quiet. Don't bring more attention to it. You know, just go support your son. Like, the worst part of it too was, your son's the guy that made the plays down the stretch. He scored the last 6 points to win the game. Like, we should have been talking about that, and yet we had to deal with that. I was calling the game. I was shocked because initially I didn't even see what was going on and all of the chaos after the game was over until my producer got my ear and pointed it out, and I was in shock. I just really was. It was an ugly incident, I know Mr. Halliburton is not a bad person. Obviously, he and his wife, they've raised an incredible son. And I can understand you being excited. But as I tell my kids all the time, listen, you got to control your emotions, because when you're not in control of your emotions, bad things happen. And that was a perfect example.
It gets away from us at times. Greg, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy your time in Cleveland. All the best.
All right, man. I got to go find some good restaurants.
Tone, help him out. You know them all. Tone knows them all.
By the way, I got a text. So your college coach, Jerry Tarkanian, born in Euclid, Ohio, the road.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
200th Street.
Yeah, man. Born and raised, man. So I'm a fan. And my wife did a residency in Cleveland as well. So I got some good connection with Cleveland. I'm excited to get there.
That's
and the
awesome.
Weather should be decent, right?
Well, two out of three ain't bad. Two out of three
we'll
ain't
bad. We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Greg, thank you for the time.
All right, guys. Take care.
Greg Anthony, Turner Sports, Sirius XM. I ain't going to lie to the guy.